The Lions with the basketball operating left or right here in this opening half. They've got their purple road uniforms with the white numerals and the gray trim. Mountain Home in the white tow uniform with blue numerals and the gold trim. Baseline jumper is going to miss, and the rebound controlled by Waymeyer underneath for Mountain Home. He's had back-to-back double-digit rebound nights here in the tournament. Peters will penetrate, kicks it out right side. This is Dibble. 7:20 left, opening quarter, just getting started from Bomber Gymnasium. Right side, Dibble, the threes off the mark. It's an air ball, and it's out of bounds. So the ball belongs to Hamburg. Hamburg started the tournament with a six-point win over Farmington. They lost to Perigold by 9 last night. Bombers opened the tournament with a 15-point win over Rosebud and then lost by 12 to Watson Chapel last night. As Hamburg Ball Club 9-5, a foul out top as Colton Peters knocks Jalen Wilson to the floor. Peters will pick up his first foul against Mountain Home. Wilson at the line. First one is good. Second one is good. He has one more as he was fouled shooting a three. Wilson, the leading scorer, averaging 20 a game. Holmes scores 14 a game, and Lewis averages 11 a game. Third free throw is missed, but the Lions with the rebound. Brown inside controls it for Hamburg. They'll get the half-court offense set up. Into the paint, Lewis dumps it. Baseline right. Jumper missed by Brown from 15 feet out. Cruz, the backside rebound for Mountain Home. 2-0, Hamburg leads it. 6:33 left in the opening period. High post. It's Waymeyer. Puts it on the floor once. Down the paint. Drives. He's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up. The foul on Herman Brown, his first, team foul number one against Hamburg. Matt Allison, the fifth-year head coach of the Lions. This team went to the quarterfinals 3 years ago. Waymeyer misses the first one, hits the second one, so it's 2-1. Hamburg with the advantage. Lions with the basketball. 6:17 left in the opening period. Tremont Holmes working left baseline. Shot partially blocked underneath by Dibble, and Holmes able to pick it back up. Into the paint. We've got a travel. Bridges tried the jump stop and still had too many steps. Some pressure now by the Lions in the backcourt. .557 left opening period. Bombers down by one. Ball loose in the paint, picked up by Waymeyer. Dumps it down low to Cruz, missing the shot. Waymeyer, the rebound, the putback, no. And it's going to be cleared out underneath by the Lions. That's Holmes with the board. Baseline pass underneath, open Brown. Shot blocked by Waymeyer, and Big David comes up with it. Still 2-1. Hamburg with the lead. Bombers working on the offensive end. Peters in the corner. The three is no good. Rebound by Brown. He runs the floor. Trying to take it all the way. Layup is going to be good, and the foul. Fouls on Hunter Bashir's, his first. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. At the free throw line, Herman Brown. The free throw is missed. Waymeyer the rebound. He's got four boards already. 4-1. Hamburg with the lead. 5:04 left in the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Lions. Here's Bashir's left side top of the key. Skips it right side into the hands of Dibble. Loses the handle on it. It's a turnover. Uncontested layup at the other end by Lewis is good. And a timeout on the floor. 4:45 left opening quarter. 6-1. Hamburg leads it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium as the Bombers use their first timeout. Not playing very well here in the first three-plus minutes. Out home with the basketball coming out of the break. Baylor Corsilius, the 6'2 junior, into the ballgame for Mountain Home. Handles it to the backcourt. The ball is knocked loose and picked up by Hamburg. A turnover. At the other end, the layup is good inside by Jalen Wilson. He has 4 points. And Hamburg has raced out to an 8-1 lead. Corsilius, ball knocked away, stolen away. Layup is good. Another timeout for Mountain Home. We have a foul. Yeah, we did. We got a foul on the layup. Fouls on Colton Peters, his second, the team's third. We've got a timeout with 4:15 left in the first quarter. 10-1 Hamburg. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
4:15 left in this opening quarter. Hamburg, 10-1 already. They got a free throw here trying to complete this three-point play. And the free throw is missed. Waymeyer with the rebound for Mountain Home, his fifth of the ballgame already. Bombers on the offensive end with 4:03 left in the first period. Cruz, out top it's Dibble, right side Peters, wants a three, it is short, rebound, Hamburg, the Lions with it. Brown corrals his third board of the ball game. 10-1 Hamburg with 3:45 left opening quarter in the paint. The floater is missed by Bridges in the backside rebound controlled by Peters. Bombers looking for their first field goal of the ball game. 3:32 left in the first period. Down by 9. Cruz, baseline drive. Shot no, but there is a foul. Foul's going to be charged to Trayvon Holmes. His first, team foul number 2 against the Lions. And Luke Cruz at the free throw line. First one is good. Second one. Rattles around and drops through. Cruz hits them both. 10-3. Hamburg leads it with 3:21 left in the opening quarter. Lions on the offensive end. Out top, it's Holmes. Gives it up baseline. Shot is going to be missed by Brown. But he'll get his own rebound, his fourth board of the ballgame. A three out top from Wilson will not go. Peters, the rebound underneath for the Bombers, his second board. 2:53 left opening quarter. It's 10-3. Hamburg leads it. Bombers will turn it away. Turn it over, I should say. Four turnovers by Mountain Home here in the first five-plus minutes of the game. Top of the key is Lewis. Gives it up inside to Wilson. His shot won't drop, and Peters with another rebound. Dibble works it ahead now for Mountain Home, down by seven. Peters works on the left wing to the baseline with the dribble. Cut off there. Kicks it back out top. Here's Dibble. Looks inside for Cruz. Back to Dibble. Right side in the corner. Bashirs. Inside is Cruz on the block. The shot no, but there is a foul. Foul against the Lions. Charged to Tremon Holmes. His second. Third team foul. Couple of free throws now for Luke Cruz. 2 of 2 from the line. First one's good. Peters out. Cresilius back on the floor now for Mountain Home. Second free throw, good. Cruz 4 of 4 from the line. 10-5, the Bombers trailing but chipping away at that lead. It's been as high as 9 here in this first quarter for the Lions. Bridges on the left wing. Penetrates to the free throw line. Bounces it over to Lewis. Flashy down the left side of the paint. Ball knocked out of bounds and stays with Hamburg. In the corner, Brown has it for the Lions. Cross court, they'll swing it to Wilson. In the corner, it's Lewis driving to the 10-foot mark, pulling up and hitting the jumper. Nigel Lewis with 6 points. 12-5, Hamburg with 1:39 left in this opening quarter. Working on the right side, this is Cruz to the free throw line. The Bombers still without a field goal in the contest. Inside it goes to Waymire, immediately double-teamed. Cruz drives into the paint. The floater good. First field goal comes with 1:14 left in the first quarter. So Mountain Home goes 6:46 without a field goal to start. But they're only down by 5. Out top, Bridges, a 3-ball, won't go. Rebound underneath, it's Waymire. His 6th rebound of the ball game. 49 seconds left in the quarter. Cresilius a 3, and it's good. Baylor's first points of the ball game. And the Bombers within 2. It's 12-10 now. Mountain Home was down 10-1 at one point. At the other end, the shot, wild shot of the paint missed. Rebound by Brown. Taken away by Cresilius, and he's going to be fouled. Fouls on Wilson, his first, team's fourth. His first. 22 seconds left in the first period, 12-10. Hamburg, Bombers looking to tie it up or take the lead this trip down the floor. Cresilius, a 3 for the lead. It's an air ball. Rebound, Waymire sticks it in. We're tied. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Into the paint, shot no, and a travel. So the quarter comes to an end. The Bombers were down 10-1, but now they've tied it at 12 at the end of one. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Declutter in a big way with the Home Depot's HDX 4-tier shelf. It's a special buy at just $19.88. It's easily assembled with no tools required, and it can handle up to 600 pounds of your stuff. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes.